Welcome to Big Ticket Pros, the podcast for agencies, coaches, and high-end service providers who know what it takes to thrive in competitive markets. I'm your host, Josh Thomas. You can find me on all social media at JT Literally. Our guests share insider tips, strategies, and cautionary tales to help you close bigger deals, build stronger relationships, and scale business faster. Big Ticket Pros is sponsored by Conversational Funnels. We booked 121 sales calls in 10 days without any ad spend, outreach, or endless social posting. There's a new way to close business in 2025 that doesn't rely on any of those tired old methods we're used to. Download the free step-by-step blueprint at conversationalfunnels.com. Once again, that's conversationalfunnels.com. Today's guest is John Sansone. He has been professionally selling high ticket items for 29 years, total career of 34 years, and he is an author and also a podcast host. John, welcome to Big Ticket Pros. I have a question for you. What is one decision you've made that everyone told you was wrong, but you knew was right?
Absolutely, Josh. You know, I graduated from college, believe it or not, in 1989. And as I was graduating from college, I grew up in a small town right outside of Kansas City, Missouri. And I remember the night I was going to move and drive to Dallas, Texas. It was about a 12-hour trip by car. I really hadn't done that many trips by car by myself in the past. And I kid you not, my send-off party, which was held at a bar in Missouri, all my friends one-to-one came up to the table and told me how, like, why are you leaving us? You know, you grew up with us. Why are you moving away? You know, on and on and on. And, you know, I don't think I would be at the level of wealth that I am today, Josh, not only, you know, financially, but also friends and things like that and all the experiences that I've had, had I not moved to Dallas, Texas in 1989.
Yeah, you know, leaving the womb is one of the hardest things that we can do, you know, especially that, and our womb grows a little bit, you know, as we start to grow up and we go to school and we build that network, we build those friends, and it's difficult to walk away from the things that you know and that you're familiar with. But what do you think would have happened if you'd have stayed there? Because you're not any dumber, you know, you're not any less able staying there. So what's the difference, though?
I think just the vast amount of opportunity that someplace like Dallas-Fort Worth offers. Like, I was there during the dot-com boom days. Most of my friends at the time worked in technology. I mean, I was a stone's throw away from the heart and the beat of a growing, massively expanding economy. I got a hook up with some really fast growing entrepreneurs, and kind of really put me on the fast track to six figures.
Makes sense. And sometimes just being in the right place at the right time makes all the difference.
Yeah. And being of the right mindset. Like, when I was approached by the entrepreneur, I was ready to rock and roll. Like, he was ready to bring me on, and I was ready to rock and roll. And we went in business more as business partners than employee and entrepreneur. I was a 1099 working out of my home.
Mm-hmm. And so one thing that I know you like to talk about, and having now three decades of experience in sales, what is the number one skill that you believe anybody selling, you know, a high-end service or a high-end product really needs to have?
Self-confidence, man. You got to believe you can do it. You can't be freaked out by the numbers you're quoting. And you got to look somebody in the eye and ask them to buy it. And I talk about this a lot in my sales training, but you got to spend some time in discovery so that you uncover what's going wrong. Like, I've done a lot of B2B work. So you got to uncover what's going wrong and what warrants them spending this money. You have to show ROI. And many times when you're working with businesses, you have to show ROI that they can bring back to their managers, the president of the company, the CEO of the company, depending upon the size of the company. And then it makes sense to spend the money.
Yeah, there's a lot of salespeople skip that step, like, oh, don't you just love to buy my whatever, but yeah, why am I spending the money? How do I get that money back? Like, what is the exchange of value here? And can you give some examples of how you dig in and find that pain and that opportunity? Like, if somebody was wanted a like kind of a step-by-step approach, and they were kind of newer to high ticket sales, what are some of the questions or the process that you follow?
Absolutely. Well, one of the great things is to kind of dissect like how I'm approached on a day-to-day basis by professional coaches. They do absolutely no research on me whatsoever. For lack of a better term, they don't know I'm wealthy. They don't know that like I'm financially independent. They don't know any of my background. They haven't researched me at all. I would say first and foremost, do what I do, which is I research the heck out of the prospect, whether it be a company, whether it be an individual. I know every possible thing I can know about that situation before I start asking questions. You almost think of it as being like a defense attorney. Like, know what you're dealing with before you go to court, and know what you're dealing with before you go to presentation. And most importantly, spend some time developing rapport and get so good at it that while you're in discovery, you're developing rapport. And a great example is a defense attorney. I've been in the courtroom before on juries, and as they're picking the jury, they ask you questions to uncover whether you're going to be for their case or against their case. And there are people that are experts at getting out of jury duty. And it's just a great example, like how these attorneys ask these questions, how you uncover pain. And that's how you sell, you uncover pain. I had a big sell one time. It was 100K with Blockbuster Video back in the day. And I got the PO within 2 days of talking to him. And the reason I did was I uncovered the pain. They had an application that wasn't working in their stores, and they were losing millions and millions of dollars. When you're losing millions and millions of dollars, spending $100,000 sounds like picking up Band-Aids at the Walmart.
That's right. But you have to find that opportunity, and it's one of those things that we usually don't do. I mean, coming onto this podcast, you just told me before we started that you sat there and listened to something that I had done previously for like an hour. You wanted to make sure that you showed up prepared for this, and so that's pretty cool.
Absolutely, man. You
You're
went to the
walking the
University of
walk.
Kentucky, right?
Yeah. Yeah,
Yeah,
I did.
you live in Austin, Texas. Sounds like you got a
Yeah.
business partner named Anna. She's from
Yeah.
Mexico City and
Yeah.
has a son. Absolutely, man. You
That's
got to show up prepared, because there's a lot of
right.
clowns out there trying to sell that won't show up prepared, and that's how you beat them.
Indeed. And there's another point that you made that I really want to
Yeah.
emphasize again. You got to look people in the eye and ask them for the sale.
Absolutely.
I had a moment. I want to hear what you have to say about this, but it just reminded me. I had a client and they were running a small call center. They had like 13 people in a call center. And I went up and I did a consulting day with them. And when I listened to their calls, it was like, yeah, all right, cool. It was a tour company. All right, cool. Yeah, we'll put together a plan. We'll get back to you. And it was like their sales were flailing all over the place. I'm like, all right, listen. Every single call, you absolutely have to ask. You have to ask for the sale. Just ask for the sale. And they're like, no, that's not how it works. And so I got them to start asking for the sale, and they doubled their sales in 30 days. Just
Awesome,
for
Josh. I love it, man.
asking for the sale, And
Yeah.
so it's not voodoo. Just like actually
Right.
ask somebody, do you want to do business or not? Could you talk a little
Absolutely.
bit more about you brought that up for a reason.
Yeah.
I'm curious. I'm sure you've got a story or lesson behind that.
Well, one thing I would say is a lot of sales trainers teach people to like, read a script, ask for the sell. That's all good and fine. What I say and what I do and what I teach is before you get on the phone or a Zoom call or whatever, do at least three times of going through your presentation and buy from yourself. And if you want to mix it up a little bit, throw out an objection, overcome the objection, and then buy from yourself. Why? Because your subconscious mind doesn't know the difference between a realized experience and an imagined experience. And another thing that can help with mindset is close your eyes and visualize yourself nailing the sale, and visualize, your sales sheet with $2 million worth of sales on it, or whatever it needs to be, and have that in your mindset, before your sales day. Like, come in ready to rock and roll, man. And you can't come in ready to rock and roll unless you're in the right mindset. Like, I don't just get out of bed and get on the phone or get on a Zoom call. I go through a process of getting in state, just like a football player gets in state, a boxer. We just saw the boxers get into state. It's just a part of performance, which brings up a good idea, Josh. Nobody ever talks about performance in sales, which is unfortunate. But when I sell, I'm performing. I'm not flat. I'm interesting to listen to when I'm selling.
Yeah, you gotta grab somebody's attention. It's unless your product sells itself, like unless you're selling crack to a crackhead or something, like you don't have to have much of a personality or presence to sell crack. If somebody wants crack, they're gonna buy it. But otherwise, the majority of the time, they're really buying from the person who's selling. The product is
Absolutely.
almost Their product is almost secondary. They're buying the story and the future version of themselves that they're visualizing by purchasing this product. And your job is just to create that environment that they can step into.
Yeah, and with that said, most people live a very mundane life. Like, most people hate what they do, and what they do in order to like get through life is they constantly have something they're looking forward to. Oh, my birthday's in 3 months. Oh, Christmas is around the corner. Oh, Thanksgiving is in a couple of days. They're constantly giving themselves this little bit of pump. And the salesperson, if done right, can bring a little bit of emotional, bringing somebody up. And if you can bring somebody up, they will buy from you, because you're making them feel better. They feel like if they buy whatever you're selling, they might catch your enthusiasm and zest for life. Like, it's an under the what do you want to call it? It's almost like under the subconscious level even, but people want to be happy. That's why some preachers can fill a church with 10,000 people and some preachers can't even bring in 50, because one preacher can really sell the message and fill the and fill the coffers up, and the other preacher is struggling, and the difference is self-confidence and presentation.
Well said. Well said. Well said. And so tell us, John, a little bit more about what you do and who should connect with you.
Absolutely. Well, I'm a million-dollar producer every year and have been for 30 some odd years. And what I do is I just try to teach people how to sell using authentic people skills. I call it the soft skills of selling. I teach people how to become a sales warrior, like be strong in mind and body so that you can produce. And how I do that is with my 3-day boot camp. It includes audio, video, worksheets, and it's over 30 hours. It's only $29.95. They can find it on my website. Included with it, if they mention this show, is going to be my book that's on Amazon for $9.99. So it's only $29.95 for over 30 years of sales experience for somebody that's like still selling. Like, I'm having a multi-million dollar year this year. Just go to my website, saleswarriorinspire.com. Josh, in my business, you know what you call that?
What's that?
The daddy of a deal. And we don't want to hesitate, because when we hesitate, we miss out.
Very well. Awesome. I love that. So, hey, we're going to wrap up from here. Thanks so much to our guest, John Sansone. for joining us and sharing such valuable insights about how to close high ticket deals. You can learn more about what he does by going to his website, saleswarriorinspire.com. If you're an agency, coach, professional services provider, or otherwise sell expensive stuff, we'd love to have you on a future episode. You can apply at bigticketpros.com. And once again, if you want to stuff your calendar with qualified prospects who actually want what you have, download our free blueprint at conversationalfunnels.com. That's all for now. Go get that big ticket punched. We'll see you later.